Chat with Jenna Hocking.
It's our dating expert, Jenna Hocking, back on air with us. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, guys. Another week, another date. How are you going?
We're great. Have you manifested your future husband yet? What's going on with your manifesting?
It's on hiatus at the moment. Although I did put a good meme on my Instagram last night that was all like exactly what I want. So I feel like that's throwing it out there a bit. It might be a unicorn man, but I was like, I want someone that messages morning baby in the morning and doesn't play games and is goofy and yeah. So we're manifesting him.
Anywhere on there that your future husband, just reading your article for this week, is okay with the app OnlyFans?
Well, there's OnlyFans and there's Aussie fans now. So I had Renee Gracie on my podcast this week, and shame on me because I had really put her in a box of what I thought she would be like. For those that don't know Renee Gracie, she was that V8 race car driver who made the switch to OnlyFans and is filming adult content and naughty videos with her boyfriend and has made an absolute fortune from it. So I thought she would be, you know, a little bit rough around the edges, but girlfriend is savvy. I hate the word entrepreneur, but she is an entrepreneur.
Didn't she ditch
three houses now?
Didn't she ditch really? OnlyFans to do something else?
Yep. So she's ditched OnlyFans and she's gone to Aussie Fans, which is an Aussie based OnlyFans type business.
Okay.
It's lucrative. But you make more money and the rules.
So she's got three houses, but you do have to put your body on the line.
She said on my podcast, to quote, "There is not one part of her body that has not been seen on her Aussie Fans account."
Wow.
So you are selling a little bit of your soul for those three houses.
You're selling all of yourself. You're literally selling all. If every part of her body has been seen on Aussie Fans, she is selling all of herself. But it's her body to sell.
Exactly. And for $12 a month, you can see it. But do you know what? Because I kind of said, all right, every single girl for one fleeting second has had that thought where they've got a giant bill or their insurance is due or they went a bit psycho on the credit card and they've gone, oh God, how am I going to pay this bill? And just for a second, we've all thought, I'll get my kid off and go on OnlyFans. It
you
feels like
thought
quick
about
money.
It, Maz?
Jenna, I thought about it and I was like, oh, that'll put me into debt because I don't think anyone wants to pay to see this mum bod these days.
Okay, first of all, you don't have a mum bod.
Oh, babe.
Second of all, there is no discrimination on these sites. There are like,
you'll be surprised.
Everybody got a type.
Just,
people like
no.
Beep videos. People like farting videos.
It's not for me. I've never, honestly have never, like when I was on social media, like I've never even put a photo of myself in a bikini at the beach because I'm that. Like just self-conscious and I just don't like sharing my body with anyone other than Glenn. I'm one of the weird ones, but I'm like, I have major insecurities and I've never really talked about them, but I find anyone who's willing to do that, like hats off because your confidence must be so through the roof that you feel really so comfortable having other people look at you, and that's great for you, but it is absolutely not for me. The thought of it gives me so much anxiety.
Totally get it. Same, same, same. But I said to her, well, it feels like it could get a bit addictive.
Totally.
Because she just started with the sexy pics and then she realized, you know, well, I've got a lot of competition on this site, so I've got to up my game. And so every video she did was a little bit more and a little bit more, and to the point where she is now saying, well, there's no part of my body that anyone hasn't seen.
Did she talk about family and friends seeing it at all?
Yeah. Her dad is her manager.
What?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Her dad is her manager.
What?
He works closely with her accountant. Oh, yeah. All the family are in. Like this is in it to win it. Her boyfriend is in her videos. Like
the boyfriend, I kind of understand, but the dad?
Yeah, the dad. The dad is like, he gets a percentage. The whole thing is strange, but trust me, listen to the podcast because girlfriend will change your mind.
All right,
I'm intrigued, babe. Like, no judgment. I've got my own stuff going on, but if you're gonna pop it out there and your dad's fine with it, I want to hear that story.
I don't understand people that pay for it. Where the internet is free.
Yeah.
Like, why? Who's paying $12 a month? Like, I don't get it. But it's a thing. It happens, and they're making big coin at the moment. Jana, when you said you've thought about it for a second. Just a second.
Yes, because then she went into how much work it actually is to put together an OnlyFans, and I just went, oh, no, that's too hard.
Too hard?
Turns out you can't just show a cheeky photo and pay off an electricity bill.
It doesn't work that way.
The podcast, Kinda Sorta Dating, get that episode and the article on news.com.au. Jana, chat next week.
Bye.
See you, babe.